Sure, I do.
All right, good evening, everybody. You'll place your hand over your heart and say with me, pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Director Mezquia.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Tran. Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Whitaker. Director Yeo.
Here.
We have a quorum with eight directors present.
There are none.
James, want to start the podium?
First. Good evening, board, honorable chair, board, and board members. My name is James Kim. I am here on behalf of the Friends of the Santa Ana Zoo and also going to be introducing Ethan Fisher, the zoo director who works with the city of Santa Ana, who's going to bring a little bit more information on the Santiago Creek Eco Center. To tell you a little bit about the Friends of the Santa Ana Zoo, we're a nonprofit organization that works to raise financial funds and also spread awareness of the Santa Ana Zoo. Ethan Fisher, our director of the zoo, will talk a little bit more about how we're going to and are currently revitalizing the Santiago Creek with the Eco Center. Ethan, you want to come on up?
Thank you, James. Great to be here tonight, and thank you for listening to us. I represent the Santa Ana Zoo, and I work for the City of Santa Ana, a partner with the Friends of Santa Ana Zoo. We have a facility that is separate from the zoo along Santiago Creek in Santiago Park. And the main educational mission is educating the community about the natural resources that we have in this area. And part of the Santa Ana River and the Santa Ana River watershed is an important message with this center. And that's kind of why we're here, is to talk about the nexus we have with the same work you do with outreach to the community, with the Orange County Water District. We'll have a live Paludarium, which is like a big aquarium, terrarium in the center when you walk in, that has native species in it, like their native western pond turtle, a threatened species. And then you'll go through the center, learn about native wildlife. There's a watershed table where you can see the hydrology of the river. And then there'll be community science activities that are happening there. And it's a beautiful center right adjacent to the creek. I wanted to introduce my colleague, Lauren Berg, who's our education curator, and she'll talk a little bit more about the operation of the center and the programming that we'll do there in the near future.
Hi, everybody. Good evening. Thank you for having us here. My name is Lauren. I'm the curator of education at the Santa Ana Zoo, and I oversee the day-to-day operations at the Santiago Creek Eco Center. So we're just excited to kind of bring a little bit of awareness to you of this project that's happening right along the creek, and also, of course, an invitation to come and visit. Right now, the Eco Center is undergoing a lot of renovation. We basically gutted the entire building to try to create some more interactive and culturally and community relevant exhibits on the inside. I also do currently have two full-time staff that are stationed there, and they're already doing programs for the community, including our first ever coastal cleanup day, which took place this last year. So just thank you. Thank you for being here, and thank you for having us. And we hope to see you at the Eco Center.
Coming to talk to us. Like to speak?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Hi, this is Director Mescor. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
May I speak?
Please.
Thank you. I just want to thank the zoo for coming out this evening and sharing with us. If you have not, if nobody has been to the zoo lately, I highly recommend you take a moment to go there, walk around, and see all the wonderful things that are happening there at the zoo. There's been a lot of changes, and it's a beautiful place to go. I go quite often and spend some time there. So I just wanted to share, and thank you, Ethan, for coming forward and sharing this evening.
You're a Mesqua. Okay, anybody else? On to the consent calendar.
Actually, I need to disclose on items 4 and 5 that the County of Orange is my employer, but I have no financial interest in these items.
I'll move the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen? Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon? Director Tran? Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
That motion carries with 9 yes votes, with Director Sheldon absent.
On to informational items, the Santa Ana Trail.
Yes, Madam President. We ask SAPA, and they've sent Ian Ackamore to give us a presentation on what's happening with the Santa Ana River Bike Trail. So.
Welcome.
Thank you, General Manager, and good evening, board members. Thank you, Madam Chair. My name is Ian Ackmore. I work as a senior watershed manager at the Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority, and I'll be giving an update I just provided to the SAPA Commission a couple weeks ago. It includes what SAPA's role is on the Santa Ana River Bike Trail, also known as the Santa Ana River Trail and Parkway. It also includes a couple updates from the three counties, Riverside, San Bernardino, and Orange. We're all part of the Santa Ana River Bike Trail. I'll start out with the original purpose of the Santa Ana River Trail and Parkway Partnership, or SARTP. This is also known as the Bike Trail, but this is the formal name of this infrastructure that we have in the three counties here. Going back in history, the first instance of this bike trail or parkway existing was in 1976. The Secretary of Interior deemed portions of the trail in Orange and San Bernardino counties as the Santa Ana River National Recreational Trail. In 2000, the Santa Ana River Symposium, backed by a nonprofit known as the Wildlands Conservancy, also the National Park Service, and San Bernardino County put on the symposium. In 2006, so a couple years after that symposium, an MOU was executed to facilitate planning, project implementation, reporting, and accountability between the entities who attended the symposium, as well as Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority, my home agency, the three counties along the Santa Ana River, as well as that nonprofit, the Wildlands Conservancy. And then through that 2006 MOU, what it called for mainly was a policy advisory group to be formed, a policy advisory group of elected officials from the three counties and later cities along the Santa Ana River Trail. So a city in each of the three counties. SAPA is also a member to this policy advisory group. This MOU, which created this PAG, has been extended 2 times, but has since expired per the direction from the policy advisory group in 2018. And it expired in 2018 due to direction from the policy advisory group, largely because of a new bill that passed in the California Assembly. Senator Lou Correa sponsored Senate Bill 1390, which created the Santa Ana River Conservancy in 2014. It is not a new entity in Sacramento. It's really a program that's housed within the California Coastal Conservancy, another state agency. Basically has about 2.5 staff up in Sacramento who oversee this program. It's, like I mentioned, staffed by the California Coastal Conservancy, and it's charged with a couple things in this forming legislation, developing an implementation plan and creating an advisory group, one that is very similar to the policy advisory group, as you'll see, comprised of local leaders. So that implementation plan that was called for in that legislation was created in 2018 with feedback from SAPA, Orange County Water District, the other SAPA member agencies, counties, cities, nonprofits, and state and federal agencies. Some more details about this advisory group, which is the next generation of the initial policy advisory group. So it's a body of more individuals than the initial policy advisory group. It meets quarterly, has no limit to the number of members who attend, and it has two major functions. It provides local decision-making authority and guides the decision of the Sacramento-based program, the California Coastal Conservancy. And it also provides feedback and information to the legislature on funding related with trail construction and other parkway projects. And it's a pretty detailed table, but it has all the current members as of April 2024 of the advisory group. It has members, as you can see, from each of the three counties, a supervisor from each of the three counties. Supervisor Doug Chafee is on this group. It also has council members from cities within the three counties. It also has directors of the regional parks departments of each of the three counties. Each of the counties has their own regional parks department, and they're really the leads for trail construction, as well as mainly trail maintenance as well. I've been mentioning the trail parkway. So, and what is that exactly? Well, it's a loosely defined term, but it was finally defined in that 2018 implementation plan that I mentioned. And it was defined as a 1 mile rectangle or half a mile on each side of the low flow channel of the Santa Ana River. So you can see it extend up there, actually into the U.S. Forest Service boundary there from Newport Beach, Huntington Beach to the U.S. Forest Service lands. Then switching gears. So what is my home agency SAPA's role been in the parkway? In 2006, SAPA hosted a website on this trail partnership. SAPA worked on a recreational trails map for stakeholders interested in using the trail. It led a staff level work group and coordinated grant applications, for example, Proposition 50 in 2006. And we also hosted the staff level work group. We were the task force administrator in the calendar year 2012. What's our current role? We have, as you saw in that detailed table, we have a commissioner on the advisory group from San Bernardino Valley Municipal Waters District, Commissioner Milford Harrison. In 2014, we signed an O&M agreement with one of those county regional parks departments, Riverside County Parks and Open Space District. We own and operate the brine line within the upper watershed. So the Santa Ana River Trail, actually where it's planned in this part on this map, coincides with SAPA property as well as a SAPA easement. So we were linked in there with that O&M agreement. We coordinate with the main Riverside County entity, Riverside County Parks, on trail segment shown as the blue lines in this map, which are under construction. And in 2024, the SAPA PA24 committee, project committee of the SAPA commission, approved executing license agreements with two utilities, AT&T and SoCal Edison, to assist in relocation of utilities in this area. This is the Santa Ana River Canyon. There's a lot of utilities that run through this area, and having the trail go through here is taking a lot of coordination with different utilities. Now I'll be switching gears to updates on trail construction. This is a project that's been in progress for quite a number of years, and it's still in progress. There's 3 miles to be constructed in Orange County. Next up river is Riverside County with 10 miles, and lastly, San Bernardino County with 20 miles. Completion date of these overall length of miles is still be determined, as I'll share in the couple next slides. So I'll be starting downstream in Orange County. And as I mentioned, the regional parks departments of the three counties are really the lead for this. So this information comes from Orange County Parks. And their 3 miles is located near the Green River Golf Course, 91 Freeway, Yorba Linda area. And it's the planned portion that is to be constructed. That 3 miles is three isolated segments that will all link up with the existing trail that runs along the 91 Freeway. And this project is known as the SART expansion project. The design was completed in January 20, 2022, and Orange County Parks just submitted a grant application for this project to help with a phasing plan, which will ultimately help them hand over the documents to a public works contractor to build the trail. So with these planning documents still in flux, a construction of this project is still TBD. County will also very likely apply for grant funding for construction costs as well. Going upstream, the most complicated story is in Riverside County. You can see there's a number of segments of the trail that are actually completed. Some are interdispersed with non-completed portions that are in design or really at the concept phase even. In talking with Riverside County Regional Parks, they're the county parks administrator for the county, it'll take likely approximately $100 million to complete the construction of this portion of a trail for the non-completed segment, so the non-pink or magenta colors. And then zooming into what is called the pinch point, this is the Santa Ana River Canyon, again, upstream near Prado Dam. And you can see this different segments of the trail here that are in design or still in the concept phase. That concept phase right there is due to Riverside County Parks working with the Army Corps of Engineers. They manage that property there downstream of Prado Dam. And there's going to be a need of a construction of a bridge there, but it's still at such a high level phase right now, largely because the Santa Ana River main stem project is still under construction, an Army Corps project in partnership with the flood control districts. And then lastly, moving upstream to San Bernardino County. So there's four different phases to the trail that are to be completed or in concept right now. SART phase 3, 4A, 4B, and C, and D and E. And it's probably easier if I show you the map of those. This is the same information from the last slide on the bottom, but with the map here, you can see this is Riverside County line right here, and the San Bernardino County portion of the trail picks up there. So those two segments from the county line to about Waterman Avenue are completed, but then upstream from there to Seven Oaks Dam, that Seven Oaks Dam over by the 4E blue circle, those are in construction or really just at a high level concept phase. Once they are able to complete phases start 3, 4A and 4B and 4C, they'll be able to move on to the green D and E. Those are still at the concept phase. And as I understand it, due to bandwidth at the county, those haven't been planned for at the time, but those are the concept of where they would go. So lastly, bringing it back to SAPA, what is the potential future role for SAPA? We're a joint powers authority, a regional water agency. So we can have the potential to review Santa Ana River Trail partnership projects before the advisory group for opportunities to expand their recreational benefits to other multi-benefits, making them more attractable to grant applications. We can assist with grant applications, assist the counties with coordination with water agencies on trail construction, and then bring it back home, possibly to developing that trail website that existed in the past. That concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions that the board has.
Any questions or comments?
Thank you so much for the presentation, Ian. I wonder how, you know, with the three counties, in terms of users or visitors annually, do you have a number?
I believe the Santa Ana
projects that you're doing.
Yeah, great question. I believe the Santa Ana River Conservancy has that information. I'd be happy to bring that back to staff and get that to the board. I don't have that off the top of my head, unfortunately, but I'm sure we can get you that information.
Questions or comments? Do we have any? Thank you very much. Great report. Update?
Sure. Yes, President Green. At yesterday morning's Santa Ana Watershed Project Authority meeting, two primary items. It was a light agenda. We authorized approval of a change order in the amount not to exceed $86,530 with GEI Consultants to support the MSAR, the Middle Santa Ana River TMDL Task Force, in preparation of a basin plan amendment. And the other item was an informational report, an extensive informational report on the Arundo Donax removal in the Santa Ana River Basin Headwaters Project update. They have an improved estimate of the amount of Arundo Donax to be removed in this area. It's a little bit over 10,000 acres, about 10,130 acres. So that's about 16 square miles. And quite a bit of work to be done there. It's challenging, to say the least. And that's pretty much it for yesterday's meeting.
Questions? On to committee meeting reports. Chair Amezcua, retirement?
It's in the package.
Planning? It's in the packet. Property?
Information's in the package, sorry.
All right. Moving on to President's report, I'd like to Directors Wigan, Bilodeau. And Director Yeo on your.
And congratulations to you, Madam President.
Okay, General Manager.
Nothing to report.
Okay, director's reports, buddy. Council?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. In case anyone's concerned about getting out here too quickly, we have three closed sessions this evening. One pursuant to Government Code Section 54956.9 A and D, the South Basin case, OCWD versus San Mina. One for existing litigation pursuant to the same code sections in OCWD versus 3M et al. And finally, a closed session to discuss existing litigation in the case of IRWD versus OCWD et al. And I recommend we now recess to closed session.
We are recessed.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Madam President. We've concluded our closed session for the three existing litigation matters on the agenda, and there are no reportable items of the closed sessions.
We are adjourned at 6:51.